The White House Report.
Depending upon who you are, the top issues for this 2018 midterm election cycle, healthcare and immigration. Well, when it relates to healthcare, I talked to former Obama administration healthcare official from the Department of Health and Human Services, Anton Gunn, about what's at stake with healthcare in this election cycle.
Well, I think you have a confluence of things. The first thing I'll say is that healthcare is important to every person. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, your background. At some point in time, you will have to access the healthcare system. So it's never far from anybody's mind. The second reason is that people will not forget how many times the GOP-controlled Congress has tried to repeal healthcare reform or the Affordable Care Act to take away access to healthcare for millions of Americans. If you think about the number of Americans who live with pre-existing conditions, it's like 130 million people who have some form of pre-existing condition. And they don't want to go back to the time when insurance companies can discriminate against you because you have a pre-existing condition, to just straight up and deny you for coverage. And so every time that there's a vote or talk of repealing Obamacare, those 130 million Americans know that their health care is in jeopardy. And so when you got those two things, coupled with the fact that open enrollment started this past week, and it's also the same time of year that we go through the polls to vote, it's going to stay at the top of people's minds because they're having to make decisions every day that relate to healthcare. So I don't think you could ever get healthcare out of your mind because at some point we're all going to need it.
So why is it such a divisive issue at this moment in time? Why is it that, you know, everyone talks about let's fix it, it's still such a hard-fought issue?
Well, I think the main thing that I would say is it's more political. People have made it more political than it needs to be. I could take you back to 2008. You can look at polling data from 2008 or any time before that, and you would have 75 to 80% of all Americans saying that healthcare is broken and it needs to be reformed, and we got to find a way to fix our broken healthcare system. Then in 2009, you had the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act introduced, and then it passed in 2010. And from that point forward, you had elected leaders make a decision that healthcare was no longer important to be united on, but they needed to divide us on healthcare. So you had straight-up partisans who told lies, bold-faced lies about what the Affordable Care Act was and what it was not, to keep people divided on the issue. And so you saw this big partisan divide. Like when they tell the lie that says no Republicans supported the Affordable Care Act. Well, that's not true, because there were hours and hours and hours, hundreds of hours of hearings where Republicans put amendments in, made changes to the bill. As a matter of fact, the whole focus on prescription drug coverage was passed by a Republican senator as an amendment. So they made a decision to divide people on this once it became law, and partly because who was the president of the United States at the time who passed the law, and that's Barack Obama.
Right now we're looking at pre-existing conditions being taken out. Women who have had C-sections, pre-existing conditions are affected. People who've had diabetes, people who've had other chronic ailments are affected. And then also you have the issues of high deductibles. Where does it end? I mean, people, they are saying that it's going to change and it's going to be for the better, but where does it end? When does it get better?
April, this is a great question, and actually that's the whole subject of book that I'm working on now for next year. I will tell you this. I think it only ends when you have informed leaders who actually understand the issue of healthcare. That's been probably the biggest challenge, is you got a lot of politicians at the table who think they know healthcare, but none of them actually work in the system. They haven't worked inside of a hospital or worked inside of a clinic. And so you got people who don't really understand day-to-day the challenge of the healthcare system and what we need to be doing to improve the health outcomes for people making the most of the decisions. And so I work in healthcare on a regular basis. I work with doctors and physicians and clinics. And so I understand the challenges and I understand the complexity of what they have to deal with day to day. And what we need are leaders who actually are fully informed by the system and stop playing politics with people's lives. More specifically, stop letting drug companies and insurance companies make the decisions about what will be covered, how much it's going to cost, we have to have a leadership role from a government standpoint to drive down costs and to make it affordable for every person. I like to add that the bottom line is that every citizen should be a healthcare voter. I'm a part of the healthcarevoter.org effort to make sure 1 million people go to the polls on November 6th to vote their conscience and vote a healthcare agenda that is really focused on making sure your elected officials are held accountable for whether they support and improving the healthcare of all Americans or whether they don't support that issue. We got to be focused on making sure we vote a healthcare agenda on this election and every election until every person in America gets quality, affordable health coverage.
What states are more in favor of the Obama ACA versus what's happening now?
Well, see, that's a great question. There are a lot of states who were not necessarily Obama supporters. So you look at the state of Ohio, where Governor Kasich passed a Medicaid expansion to provide Medicaid coverage to people in the state. Well, if the Trump administration and the GOP-controlled Congress get their way, then they will take away health coverage from all of the people that this Republican governor in the state of Ohio said are entitled to health coverage. And so you got states like California, like New Jersey, New York, and others who've all created the opportunity for the lower income people in their state to be able to get coverage. All of those things become in jeopardy if the Trump administration and the GOP get their way. And then you got other states who've been recalcitrant from the very beginning, states like South Carolina and Tennessee and North Carolina, who haven't wanted to do anything. We got to find a way to make sure that those states understand that there is a cost to not providing coverage and not supporting the people in those states who need access to care.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.